It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Wednesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and let's start off with junior high girls volleyball action at the eighth grade level. A lot of regional semifinals played yesterday, and that included the 8-4A Charleston Regional, where Charleston did defeat Effingham in a tough three-set match. It was Charleston 25-15, 16-25, 25-20 with the win. On the other side of the bracket, Taylorville did pick up a win 25-15, 22-25, 25-16. So it will be Taylorville and Charleston playing Thursday at 4:30 at the Charleston Regional as Effingham season has come to a close. At the 8-3A Totopolis Regional, Jasper County picked up a win over Robinson-Nuttall 25-14, 21-25, 25-20. So they will advance to Thursday night competition at 6 o'clock at Totopolis. Their opponent will be Shelbyville Moulton, who defeated Bridgeport Red Hill 25-19, 25-15. At the 8-2A Nokomis Regional, it was South Central defeating Central A&M 25-18, 25-4 to advance to the 6 o'clock game Thursday night, where they will take on Nokomis, who defeated St. Elmo Brownstown in 3, 17-25, 25-22, 25-23. So it's South Central and Nokomis at the Nokomis Regional Championship Thursday at 6. In 8-2A action at the Hudsonville Regional, North Clay defeated Casey Westfield in 3, 25-20, 21-25, 25-15. North Clay will take on Oblong, who defeated Albion 25-15, 25-21. They play Thursday night at 5 o'clock in that regional championship at Hudsonville. In 8-2A action at Champaign-St. Matthew, their quarterfinals were played last night, and that included a matchup for Neoga as they fell to Bemint 25-19, 25-21. No other local teams in that St. Matthew regional as Neoga's season came to a close. At the 8-1A Mulberry Grove Regional, it was Grayville defeating Ramsey 12-25, 25-21, 25-20 to advance to the championship game Thursday at 6 against Newton St. Thomas. St. Thomas defeated West Salem in 3, 25-8, 21-25, 25-21. So they will take on Grayville again at Thursday night at 6 o'clock at the Mulberry Grove Regional. Unfortunately, Sigel St. Michael's scores and the Martinsville Regional in general did not get reported into the IESA at this time, so no information on that semifinal matchup, as Sigel St. Michael was the top seed taking on Okaw Valley in a semifinal last night. So if we get word on that, we will try to pass that along. Letting you know, just a little reminder about spring and summer, Effingham Park District signups continue, and the next deadline is coming up on Friday for baseball and softball programs. T-ballers, 4 to 6 years old, they play Saturday mornings throughout the month of June and July. Boys and girls small fry, kindergarten and first graders, play weekday evenings throughout June and July. And the boys and girls leagues, for those second graders through 10th graders, they play weekday evenings throughout the months of May, June, and July. Their sign-up deadline is coming up on Friday for those age brackets. So remember, you can always register online at effinghamparkdistrict.org to get your kids signed up for those programs. Something else to keep in mind, the Special Rec Program, Junior League, and Senior League sign-ups for those Tuesday evenings events through May 20th through June 17th. That deadline is April the 18th. And Adventure Camp is a full-day program designed with working families in mind. Your child will get the full experience of summer camp right here at home week after week, Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:15. You can check that out as well at effinghamparkdistrict.org. Also, want to remind you that Effingham GAFL signups are coming up, as the first sign-up will be March 22nd from 10 to noon at the high school gym lobby. Then again, there'll be a sign-up April 2nd from 5:30 to 7 and April the 5th from 10 to noon for Effingham Junior Football League sign-ups. First opportunity will be March 22nd from 10 to noon. All of those sign-ups at the Effingham High School gym lobby. And a pickleball tournament coming up, the second annual DCS pickleball tournament held at the Ron Deal Rec Center will take place on the 22nd. You need to get registered by March 20th to play, as women's doubles begin at 8 o'clock, men's doubles begin at 1 o'clock. Entry fee is $50 per team. The winning teams get $350 and bragging rights shirts. Email dcs1pickleball@gmail.com to register. And again, you must be registered by the 20th for that pickleball tournament at the Ron Deal Center on the 22nd. Taking a look at the national sports scene quickly, in men's college basketball today, the Big Ten tournament does get underway. Northwestern takes on Minnesota at 3:30. Winner of that game will play Wisconsin at approximately 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, as that game will follow the opener tomorrow, Indiana and Oregon. Iowa versus Ohio State later today as well, and then that'll be followed by USC and Rutgers. Those three games played back-to-back in the Big Ten tournament. The winner of Iowa and Ohio State will play the U of I tomorrow evening at 6:30. Then after that, Purdue plays the winner of USC and Rutgers. And also, keep Milwaukee and Indiana squared off in NBA action, and Tyrese Halliburton hit a four-point play with 3 seconds left in the ballgame to give Indiana the 115-114 victory, as Halliburton was fouled on a corner three, trailing by three. Indiana wound up getting the win. Both Chicago and Indiana are off today. Also, yesterday in spring training action, it was Miami all over the Cardinals 12-5, and the Brewers defeated the Cubs 9-7. Cubs will be off for a while as they travel to Japan for their opening games in Japan against the Dodgers. That's coming up next week. So St. Louis, they'll be at Houston today at 12, or excuse me, St. Louis will take on the Mets today at 12:05. So that's been a check of sports here on this Wednesday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.